I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The polls are closed now in Afghanistan, and the counting is underway. Initial results from Afghanistan's presidential election are not expected for several days, but NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said from a security perspective, the day went reasonably well.
Today, the world has been watching Afghanistan. We have witnessed the first Afghan-led elections in 30 years, a testimony to the determination of the Afghan people to build democracy. I want to congratulate the people of Afghanistan for the courage they have shown in spite of challenging circumstances.
The Taliban had vowed to disrupt the vote, and there were reports of violence today around the country. But a United Nations spokesman said most polling stations were able to function. This voter in the capital, Kabul, said she hopes the election will bring peace and security to Afghanistan.
We want the next president to stop the killing of innocent people and to find jobs for the people and bring peace. My feeling is I'll vote for a good man who brings justice.
Another voter in Kandahar called on his fellow Afghans to come out and have their say.
This is the duty of all Afghans. They can vote for their president and choose their president today, and they can perform their duty perfectly.
The incumbent president, Hamid Karzai, who's up for re-election, was among those voting today in Kabul. Karzai said today that the Afghan people braved rockets, bombs, and intimidation to come out to vote. The BBC's Caroline Wyatt is in Helmand province in the volatile south. What's it been like for voters there?
Well, they did indeed brave those bombs and those bullets this morning. We went out as polling stations opened. That was 7 o'clock in the morning local time. And by 8 o'clock that morning, we'd had something like 7 rocket attacks in and around the town of Lashkargah, the provincial capital, and another 2 in the following half hour. And even as the governor of Helmand province, Gulab Mangal, went to vote, a rocket exploded outside his compound. This was all the Taliban sending a message to the people of Lashkargah and wider Helmand not to go to the polls. But then we waited about 45 minutes until the streets were a little quieter and went to 2 polling stations. And the first one we came to was full of men, very enthusiastic about voting, saying they were not scared of the bombs and they wanted to tell the insurgents as much. And then to a women's polling station where women again were showing an awful lot of personal courage, because the Taliban had said here in the weeks leading up to the vote, anyone found with indelible ink on their fingers to show that they'd voted, this is to stop people voting twice, that they would have that finger cut off. And one woman we met from a small village, which does have an insurgent presence, had allowed her finger to be inked and held it up for us to see.
I mean, that's pretty amazing given all the threats that have been going on. Do these people worry about what's going to happen now after the vote? And is there much security present to see that they're not harmed?
There was an awful lot of security present, certainly on the day of voting itself. I think the fear for some people is that they will go back, especially to smaller villages, so outside Lashkargah, in places where insurgents either have the upper hand or are perhaps their own neighbours. What might happen then, for example, this indelible ink will last for a week. If you have neighbours who are insurgents, they'll obviously see that unless you stay at home or you go away for a while. So I think, yes, there are fears. But on the day itself, the Afghan National Army and police, their performance was praised by many. They have had a lot of months training by both American troops, British troops and other troops from the coalition across Afghanistan. They did a good job here today.
Carolyn, this morning, U.S. Marines escorted a rush delivery of ballots to Helmand province, to a particular town, after election officials said that there were ballots that were missing from the original shipment. From what you have seen, you know about all the reports of fraud even prior to the election. Is there any evidence of fraud that has taken place today?
I'm sure that across the country, yes, there will be. What we tended to see where we were people who were perhaps, they certainly looked underage going into the polling centres. In Helmand as well, one election agent had come in and was apparently offering money for them to vote for his candidate. In another place, there was an agent campaigning on behalf of a candidate, which is also not allowed. But there were places where, for example, polling stations didn't open till late, not enough ballot papers were delivered. We heard that the US forces had helped to deliver some extra ones, and there has been an awful lot of preparation helped by the coalition in the run-up. We've seen a lot of American helicopters, some British helicopters, taking election observers and even things like tables and chairs to the most remote polling stations. A lot of ballot papers even taken by donkey. I think they employed 3,000 donkeys in Afghanistan to get the voting papers to the right places. So it's not surprising if it is rough and ready, but as to outright fraud in large numbers, we don't have that information yet.
All right. The BBC's Caroline Wyatt in Helmand province in the south of Afghanistan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.